Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Robbins, and welcome to Season 6 of Life, Death, and the Space Between podcast. I cannot believe it is my sixth season. I started this podcast in December of 2018, just really wanting to spread the word about what happens after we die, how we can use death as a lens to help us live better here now. And I never could have imagined that I would still be doing it almost 6 years, well, 5 years later, and that it would have reached as many people as it has. So, if you're new to the podcast or you've not listened to my story, I'll just give you a little bit of backstory here. So I started this podcast in 2018, and really kind of the origin story here begins way before that. When I was 18 years old, I lost my beloved aunt, who was like a second mother to me. She had complications from juvenile onset diabetes. If you want to hear more about her story, you can go back and listen to that episode. It is actually my first episode, and it really gives you, first of all, excuse the quality of the episode back then because I was very nervous. It was the first time I was doing this, so you can definitely hear a difference in my voice from then till now. But it goes into the backstory, probably details I don't even remember at this point, some experiences that I had with friends that really pushed me more into the space of mediumship and figuring out what exactly I wanted to do next. But I had lost my aunt. I was 18. She was late 40s. And it was a really obviously devastating experience for me. It was the first time I had lost anybody in my life, kind of out of order, what I call it, and really was grieving very, very hard, but not realizing that what I was experiencing was grief. I was in college at the time. I went back to college right after she passed away, and I came home for the Shiva and the funeral. And then really kind of put it to the side and didn't think much of it. And then when I was in grad school, I had what I now know was a visit from her. It was a spiritually transformative experience, spontaneous spiritually transformative experience that truly changed the trajectory of my life. I was plagued with anxiety at the time. A lot of the anxiety dissipated as a result of getting more familiar and comfortable with death and dying and what happens to us when we die and the possibility that maybe we only die in a physical body, but our consciousness and our soul lives on. So this was really the first experience I had had. She had come to me. She had given me some information that I could not have known. And I was able to confirm that information. And then again, I put it to the side because I was in grad school. I was really, really bogged down in a doctorate program and couldn't really think about what was happening to me. And I continued on. And then when I lost my grandfather, I had another spiritually transformative experience, a visit from him with a message that I could not have known. And then it started happening. Obviously, I was in private practice. This was over the course of many years. It started happening to me with patients' loved ones. And I found myself very confused. I did not know how to handle this. I didn't, certainly was not going to share with them that I had messages from their loved ones that were coming through, but I needed to understand exactly what was going on. So I reached out to a medium because, of course, what do all psychologists do? They reach out to mediums and talk to mediums. But it was really an opportunity for me to sort of think about, okay, what could this look like? What is happening? At that point, I was having visits from patients' loved ones. The electricity in my house was going bonkers, like lights were going on and off everywhere. My husband was really wondering what was happening. He was getting a little freaked out, and he is as skeptical as they come still to this day, 6 years into this podcast. I think he's not quite a believer, but he definitely thought that there was something more to it as well. So I worked with this medium for 2 years, really learning my skills, honing my skills, trying to understand how to open up, how to not be open all the time because it was feeling really intrusive. And I was having, I would be in yoga class and I would be hearing names and messages of people in the back, for the back, the person standing in the back corner. And I was really wanting to understand what was happening. What could I do here? And so I did what all, you know, good trainees do. I started a medium internship because in my clinical work, I had done several internships over the course of many years and figured, okay, what better way to try to learn this, but to actually do it. So I opened it up to family and friends. What was supposed to be 1 month turned into 3 months. And I did readings, and the readings were very powerful, but I felt like something was missing. And it was my clinical work. It was the ability to take that experience and then say, now what? What's next? What do we do with this? And I found that it was really the merger of psychology and spirituality of these experiences that could be really powerful for people. Because I do think that mediumship can be an incredible tool for healing. Connecting to your loved ones, both through a medium and on your own, can be an incredible tool for healing. But it isn't a panacea. And there's so much work to be done once we know that our soul lives on. It can transform how you live. And that's what it's done for me. So I wanted to do that for you. And that is why I started the podcast, because it was a way for me to really bring these two paths that for almost 20 years had been parallel and really cross them. So the psychology and the spirituality, the mental health and the spirituality, because I do believe after doing this work for so long that spiritual health is mental health. It is amazing how these two pieces that we normally separate come together so beautifully. So where are we now? Well, we are six seasons in, 5 years. We are, this is my 351st episode, which is, again, crazy to me. I have had some incredible guests on this podcast in the field of mediumship, of evidential mediumship, of research, of consciousness, of near-death experiences, of past lives, channelers, incredible channelers on the podcast, grief and loss, experts in the field of grief and loss, people who have experienced profound loss and had incredible post-traumatic growth from that loss. I have shared your ghost stories, the stories of my listeners, of their signs and synchronicities that they've had with loved ones. I have had people on the show talking about psychedelics as we talk about alternative ways to expand our consciousness, because that's really what we're talking about here, is this expansive consciousness that we can all tap into when we are willing to make the steps to do what we need to do to continue to open up in that way. I've also explored alternative ways of healing. That isn't to say we throw the baby out with the bathwater. We do not. There are traditional ways of healing that are extremely useful. But there are also alternative ways to think about healing that we can incorporate. And those are things that I do for myself personally. And also, if I have people who are open to talk about it, my patients or whomever, I'm willing to talk about those experiences with them because I think that we don't have one answer. If we did, the world would be a very different place than it is. So I bring this all to you because I want you to continue to use what you learn on this podcast to explore, to be curious, to grow, to seek out, and to find ways to continue to help yourself grow psychologically and spiritually. So 351 episodes, 1.5 million downloads now, all straight word of mouth. I have never advertised. I don't know how to get advertising through Instagram. I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out. Instagram, Facebook, all you got to do is pay more money. But so if there's someone out there who is interested in helping me do that, that would be great. But for now, it has all been your word of mouth. So what I ask is that you continue to support it in the best way that you know how, which is to spread the word.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I have also been ranked in the top 20 podcasts, spirituality podcasts. I'm consistently in the top 50. Sometimes I fall into the top 20. So the more you can, again, spread the word of the podcast, the more it boosts people's visibility of this podcast. Again, the reason I started this podcast was to open you to the possibilities of what can happen when you open up to what happens after we die and connecting to loved ones, spirit guides, angels, whatever it is, your higher self, to continue to expand. So where do I want to go now? Actually, where I want to go is where I've been. I want to get back to my roots. I want to get back to the people who were on the podcast early on talking about spirituality, talking about mediumship, talking about near-death experiences, talking about past lives, really getting back to some of those foundations of the podcast. And those foundations are really these pillars: spirituality and science, life after death, mediumship, death, grief, and general consciousness. So all of those pieces are the pieces that make up this podcast and things that I want to continue focusing on and bringing you content around in 2024. So anything that is going to expand your consciousness, anything that's going to help you become a more spiritual being in this space. And by spiritual, I don't mean love and light. I really mean digging into the work of what it means to know yourself. I think that is the most spiritual thing you can do, is to know yourself. And my goal here is to help you do that. So what can you do? Well, here's where you can help. And there's many ways you can help. I would love it if you could rate and review the podcast. But of course, only if you're going to be nice. Just kidding. You can rate and review the podcast anywhere you get your podcast apps, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is you listen. Just go ahead, tap 5 stars and give me a little rating, a verbal rating. First of all, I love reading those. I can't respond because of the app, but please know that I read every single one of those and they really do mean so much to me. It is my emotional currency. You can make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you get every podcast when it drops. You can share the podcast with your friends. So this is a great way for me to grow. Again, all my growth, 1.5 million downloads, has been strictly organic growth. So if you can continue to share the podcast, repost podcast episodes that you listened to and loved, repost my posts on Instagram, which you can follow me at Dr. Amy Robbins, that's a great way to just spread the word, is posting on your stories or in your posts about the podcast so I can find new listeners who are interested in continuing to open up in this way. And you can support me financially on Patreon. So first, I want to shout out to my current patrons. I am so grateful for your support. It is truly your support that has allowed me to keep going with this podcast. So just to give you a little bit of background here from a business perspective and what this entails, when I originally started, I was doing everything myself, the editing myself, all the outreach myself, but it just got to be too much. For those of you who are new to the podcast who don't know, I do work. I have a job as a clinical psychologist. I see between usually 16 to 20 patients a week. I'm the director of mental health at a holistic wellness club here in Chicago. I have the podcast. I'm a mom of three. So that takes up a lot of time, and I'm a volunteer. So I volunteer on my kids' school boards, which I've done for many years. So this is not something that this is something that does take a lot of time. And because of that, in order for me to continue doing it, I do need support for myself. So I like to practice what I preach and model asking for help. And so one of the things that requires of me is that now I do have a podcast producer. I've had several different producers over the years. I've tried different things, and now I'm back to my OG producer, who is amazing. And he is really one of the reasons that I am able to continue to bring you this podcast in the way that I can. I have had VAs over the years, virtual assistants, who have been incredibly, incredibly helpful. For many years, I had a volunteer. You might have heard me refer to her as my momager. She's no longer helping me, but she is really the reason that this podcast still has legs, because for many years, I couldn't have done this and I couldn't have been up on YouTube without her help. And I do have someone who helps support social media. So there are several different legs to this that in order for me to remain standing, I need to pay for. And you helping me pay for that makes a huge difference. So on my Patreon page, there's $5, $10, and $20 support. $5, less than a cup of coffee. I know I spend more than that in a week on my favorite beverage to get me through the day, so, which is matcha. But I would be really, really grateful for that support. It does make such a difference to me. I am a small shop, and like I said, everything that I've done up until this point has been completely self-funded. So you can go to Patreon and put in Dr. Amy Robbins. You'll see the different levels. I am recommitting to making sure that I am providing what I promise at those different levels. So there's different things you can get depending on what subscription level you're at. Some other exciting things that are coming up for me. You may have heard me talk about this course called Live Your Life Backwards. I just finished the beta test of it, and it was amazing. I took women, it happened to be all women, but who were supporters of Patreon for many years, and they had got the course for free. So I ran them through this course. The feedback was incredible. The way that people's lives changed has been remarkable. Again, this isn't just a course about connecting. That is a part of the course. But the main overview of the course is really using this lens of death as a way to transform your life. So it is a combination of psychology and spirituality. It's helping you figure out where your unconscious is coming into play, how it's overcomplicating your life, where you can set boundaries both psychologically and energetically, where you can start to connect, recognizing signs and synchronicities, how you can use this lens of death as a way to illuminate your life. And then how you can work with this incredible magical universe that we have to co-create the life that you want. So if you are interested in this course, it will be offered in probably late Q1, early Q2. It is going to be limited in terms of the number of participants who will be allowed in the course, because I really want to do some group coaching. And in order to tailor that, I need to limit the number of people who will be there, who will be able to be a part of the course. So go ahead and go to my website, dramyrobbins.com. You can get on the wait list for that. There's some other exciting things to stay tuned for. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag just yet, because I'm not exactly sure what those things are going to look like, but I can tell you there's a couple different projects I'm working on as well. So really excited to be able to offer these things to so many of you who have reached out to work with me one-on-one, which I'm often unable to do due to licensing requirements and also just being completely full in my practice. So please make sure you check those out. Also, if you have a ghost story to share, ghost story stories are your way of contributing to the podcast. They are amazing stories that you have, signed synchronicities. Go to my website. There's an area where you can share your ghost story. Please go ahead and share that with me. Also, just share your story with me. I love hearing from you. I love connecting with you. It really means a lot to me to have that connection, to hear what you're doing in your life, how the podcast has impacted you, and the changes that you've made as a result of the podcast. So please go ahead, reach out. I do try my very best to get back to every single person who reaches out to me. Might not be as timely as I would like it to be, but I definitely will respond. And if you are interested in having me talk about something specific, I am going to try to do more solo episodes like this, just to bring the value of what I'm learning and what I know and how I integrate these two spaces. I would love to have you reach out and say, hey, can you talk about this topic or that topic? And I'm happy to do that as I kind of continue to plan for 2024. So what you can expect, amazing content, amazing guests, all coming to you. I already have recorded through March, so you are in for some incredible guests and some amazing treats in 2024. So thank you again for your support, for listening, and here's to a wonderful, wonderful new year. And season 6 of Life, Death, and the Space Between. Like what you heard today and want to hear more? Wondering what comes next and what it all means? Head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts and hit subscribe. Also, if you could take a minute to rate and review my podcast, I would really appreciate it. Stay tuned as we continue to explore life, death, and the space between.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.